Right.
We're here in KSOM, and we're talking high school girls basketball. The Griswold Tigers have a lot of players coming back from last year's squad. Aaron Hauser, head coach for Griswold, joins us now. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into a brand-new season?
Well, we're just like about every other team in the state right now. We are optimistic, and we're looking forward to the opportunities that we have this year to get better.
Well, certainly coming off a 6-16 team, looking to improve that. A lot of players are coming back. It seemed like the biggest issue last year was just trying to get the peach in the peach basket, just trying to get the score. What steps are you trying to take this year to improve that?
Well, you are right. Probably our biggest deficit was the just trying to score the ball more last year. And that is going to be an emphasis for us this year. But we're going to kind of take a different approach to it. We're going to do it by trying to speed up tempo, putting some more defensive pressure on the ball, and just trying to create more possessions for us. I think that really fits us well for the makeup of our team. We've got good speed, we've got good athleticism, and we've really got a hard-nosed group of girls that we think if we can turn up the pressure, we can get the ball more and maybe get some easier scoring opportunities for us.
Is it easier to implement a different style with an experienced squad, which, I mean, you have a lot of girls coming back?
We do have a lot of girls coming back, but I'll be honest with you, we are going to be a work in process this year. When you make this much of a change, it doesn't matter whether you're starting with a brand new roster or you have everybody coming back. Everybody, coaches included, are going to have a little bit of a learning curve on this. But, you know, the thing that helps us is the group of girls that we do have, they have bought in and they've got a good locker room chemistry, and they're playing all in with us together this year.
Well, it helps when you have a couple of seniors there, and Anison Adams and Abby Gollenhorst. Combined, they averaged about 13, a little over 13.5 points a game. Addison at 7.6, Abby at 6.1. So what do you see from these two players coming back? And hopefully, they can buy into that defense and help the younger players, and it can maybe improve their offense.
Yeah, we've got a good group of seniors this year, and those two are – two of our returning four starters from last year. And we're looking to both of them for leadership from the front when they're out on the court. Abby's a good defender out there. She's quick and she loves being physical. And Addison, you know, she is one of our better shooters on the team. She was our top 3-point shooter from last year. And I tell you what, when she gets going from the outside, she's about as good as anybody is out there right now.
Well, that's a good start. What have you seen from Amanda Hauser? I assume your daughter, as she has come on, she kind of led you in steals last year. She had 4 rebounds a game, averaged about 6 points a game, like an all-around versatile type player.
Yeah, she is a pretty good attacker and creator with the ball. She really doesn't enjoy playing defense. Again, steals and rebounding is something that she takes personal pride in. She's very aggressive on the court. And we're going to try to look to see her expand in those roles, both as an attacker and creator and facilitator. And we're going to look for her to be efficient and get some points for us, too, and not just for herself, but getting everybody engaged on the court.
Yeah. I would assume that Josie Milliken was the point guard. I mean, she averaged 2 assists for you, but it was also a good rebounder. Or maybe she wasn't the point guard because she's such a good rebounder. I mean, what do you see from her role?
You know, Josie is a very, very versatile person. Right now, she is probably one of our stronger post defenders. She actually led the team in blocks last year, too, and second on the team in rebounds, led the team in assists. Usually when the ball is in her hands or she's near the ball, she makes good decisions with it. Just a great leader out there, too. It's pretty impressive when she's out there guarding. She just finds a way. Whether she's going to steal it, block it, tip it, she just always finds a way to get those long arms on the ball.
Facilitator, you know, I mean, we hear that term. We hear that term with Caitlin Clark, I think, a lot. That everybody's starting to learn new terms, I think, in basketball these days. And it's unusual to have your leading assist player maybe a post player.
Yep, that is a little different for us, but we're very excited. I think that just shows the versatility of the team that we have. You know, on the offensive side, we really try to focus on positionless basketball. And I think Josie is a great example of it. She's able to play in the post with her back to the basket, able to drive and create and make decisions. And we expect not just Josie, but we expect all of our girls to be able to make those decisions for their teammates.
Yeah. So you got Addison, Abby, Amanda, Josie, probably starters there, and some other players coming back. Go through some of these others, some seniors, some sophomores that are mixing in that have experience from last year.
Yeah, I tell you what, Chris, I wish I had time to talk about everybody that's coming back with experience. With the style of play that we are having and planning on doing this year, we are going to need a deep bench rotation. As far as our returners on the senior side, we'd look at Brenna Tye and Riley Harrison coming in and making contributions. Riley is a very tough defender and a good rebounder. And Brenna's just a good athlete that, especially on the defensive side, usually has a good nose for the ball. We're looking forward to seeing what both of them can do with our more up-style pressure defense. Looking at the sophomores, returning with some experience playing last year, Carson Adams and Sadie Gollinghorst. Those are both girls that have some time and experience at the varsity level now, and we're really looking for them to expand their roles and contributions to the team this year. And then finally, as far as the sophomore side, with some newer contributors, we're looking forward to getting Bristol Wyman and Zoe Amos on the court and into the rotation also.
Very good. So it's good to have all these players available, a little bit of experience, but learning new roles in your pressure defense and everything like that. What has it been like, just, you know, and how has the players adapted to this up-tempo style? I mean, it seems like that has to be a way that a lot of teams that make it to the state tournament, they press, they go up-tempo, they try to create turnovers and make things difficult for the opponents.
You know what? It is an adjustment because if it was just as simple as saying that we're just going to go fast, then quite frankly, everybody around would be doing it. Everybody talks about it, but it is easier said than done. It's all about speeding up the body without speeding up the mind at the same time. You know, every day, I guess our focus has been every day we just kind of build on what we did the day before. Sometimes it's two steps forward, one step back. But as long as we continue taking those two steps forward, then in the end, we're just focusing on getting better with every practice. We'll soon be getting better with every game. And I really do believe it's going to take a little bit of time for us this season. But I have no reason to doubt that we'll be a better, more efficient team at the end of the season than that we will be starting out.
No doubt. That seems like a common theme with a lot of the coaches coming into this year, with the losing on some players from last year. How do you feel about the corner conference overall and your competition this year?
You know, it is going to be a competitive season. We're looking forward to it. You've got a lot of the similar names that you always talk about. You've got Fremont Mills and Stanton. They're going to have tough teams. It's hard not to talk about them. But boy, we've had the chance to see Sydney this summer and play them last year. They're going to be strong. East Mills always puts on a competitive team. And this year we get to add Bedford to the conference. We had the chance to see them this summer also. And, you know, they bring good numbers. They've got a more than capable squad. It is going to be one of those years, I think, that there's going to be a lot of competitive games out there. And there's a lot of teams, I'm sure, right now that are talking about those conversations of, you know, if we play our game and we win some of those close games, you know, they have the opportunity to be successful in the conference this year. We just hope to be able to be competitive in the bunch with the rest of them.
Well, tough way to begin when you host Fremont Mills in the opening game after some scrimmages here. So hopefully this Griswold team will be ready to go with a new style of play. Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck throughout the season. Thanks so much.
You bet, Chris, anytime.
Aaron Hauser, head coach for Griswold girls basketball, with us here on KSOM.